drugs, drug metabolites, and DUIs. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 14th, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is drugs, drug metabolites, and DUIs here in Arizona. Drugs and their metabolites are very important within the context of DUI cases here in Arizona. Their importance depends upon what is the particular DUI charge, what is the parent or the original drug, and for metabolites, is the metabolite an active metabolite or an inactive metabolite? Metabolites are chemical compounds that are slightly different than the parent drug and are, in effect, created when the body is in the process of absorbing the drug. It changes the chemical compounds slightly. For example, the original drug for marijuana is THC, and as the THC interacts with the body, it changes into an active ingredient of carboxy-THC. Now, metabolites can be active and still having a direct effect on the body, or eventually they become inactive, no longer having a direct effect on the body. And the distinction is important in the context of some DUI drug cases. As a part of a DUI drug case, in almost all cases, the police will have obtained a blood sample, which was submitted to the crime lab for testing. For most agencies in Arizona, it's submitted to the Department of Public Safety. For Phoenix cases, it's submitted to the Phoenix Crime Lab. The criminalists in the crime lab will test it, and their reporting out of the values depends upon what drug it is. For most drugs, for example, with marijuana, what they will report out is that they found the presence of the main drug, THC for marijuana, and the presence of the active ingredients, if there were any, or inactive ingredients. They will also report out quantities of what they found. So for most drugs, that is the way it's done. It's what is present in terms of the parent drug, the active ingredient, and the inactive ingredient. An exception to that would be is if the drug is a illegal drug, then they will only report the presence of the drug, and they will not break it down to whether it is the parent drug, an active metabolite, or an inactive metabolite. This is true for such drugs as methamphetamine and cocaine. If those drugs are found, they will only report those as being present, which has a significance in one of the DUI charges. Now, the first main DUI charge is driving while impaired. And what that means is that a person is driving or being in actual physical control of a motor vehicle while they are impaired by alcohol, drugs, or some combination thereof. For this podcast, I will only talk about drugs. Now, in order for the person to be guilty of this charge, there has to be an active ingredient, either the active metabolite or the parent drug, having an effect on the person. And so if the only evidence is that there is an inactive drug, then clearly the person is not guilty because an inactive drug by its inactive metabolite, by its basic definition, is one that has no effect on the body. So someone can't be guilty of being impaired by something that has no effect on the body. So if it's an inactive drug and the charge is being impaired, then that charge is not guilty. If the charge, the impaired charge, is one where it's an illegal drug, that becomes a little more difficult because what would happen is the lab report, remember, would only say that it's present. And the prosecutor would then make arguments based on the fact it was present and the person's, for example, performance on field sobriety tests, that would be an indication that the drug was having an effect. So if it's an illegal drug, it's more difficult to defend because it's not broken down to active versus inactive drugs. For the second charge, which is driving and having a controlled substance in the body. The basic procedure is the state would have to produce a testimony or a lab report saying that the drug or a metabolite was found in the body. Until last year, that's all the state had to do. But because of a recent Arizona Supreme Court case, now with regard to marijuana, now what the state must do is show that the drug present is either the parent drug or a active metabolite, because if it's an inactive metabolite, then the person is not guilty of the charge of driving and having a controlled substance in the body. This, of course, is a problem for illegal drugs because, like cocaine, because those lab reports are not broken down. They're only that the drug is present, and so there is no way from the state's lab report of saying that the only drug present was an inactive metabolite, and therefore the person is not guilty. This is a problem, and recently I had a case where I wanted to show that a person had methamphetamine in their body, but it was an inactive metabolite. The state's lab report did not break it down, so I couldn't use that. And quite often in these cases, I use a expert criminalist who in the past has helped me get samples tested for presence of drugs. And he attempted to find a lab in the country that would do a test on a sample to make a distinction between active and inactive metabolites of methamphetamine, and he couldn't find one. So we were unable to use that defense because we had nothing to counter the state's tests showing that it was simply present. Now, in terms of prescription drugs, having the drug in the body charge, there is an affirmative defense. And that is that the person was taking the drug pursuant to a prescription and was following the prescription requirements. This applies to all prescription medications for which there's a lab report, for which there is a prescription, with the exception of marijuana. That's a little bit different. But for those charges, what the drug found is important because looking at the levels of both the active drug and the active metabolites, if they indicate that the person had taken that consistent with the prescription, not overdosed on it, then that's a defense and the person would be not guilty if that's what the evidence showed to the jury's satisfaction. Now, for marijuana, it's slightly different because there is no prescriptions for marijuana. And so for marijuana, what has to happen is if the person has a valid Arizona medical marijuana card, and the levels of active and parent drugs, active metabolites and parent drugs, are less than the level which would cause impairment, then the person is not guilty. And so just like with prescription drugs, the levels of the active metabolites and the parent drug and the inactive are all important because from that you can show evidence that the person was not impaired if that's the case. Now, states' lab reports should never be accepted at face value and can always be reviewed to see how accurate they are. And again, depending on the substance, if it is a legal drug, prescription drug, then it can be retested to see how accurate the state's test results are. So that is today's podcast involving the topic of drugs, drug metabolites, and DUIs. As you can see, it depends on what is the drug, what is the charge, and is the metabolite an active or inactive metabolite. If you have any questions about this podcast, please call me.